Hello, everybody. So, I just woke up about a half hour, 40 minutes ago. I'm still in bed. Not really ready to start my day yet. So, I thought I would go ahead and answer CB's Spill It questionnaire. Because these questions are fucking awesome. And I really want to get to question 20. Because there's really no better way to start my day than with an orgasm. So, yeah. So let's do this. Question one. On a scale of 1 to 10, how similar are you to your GWA persona? I'm probably about an 8 or 9. My Stella persona is very much me. All of it is me. It's just there are aspects of who I am that don't get put out in GWA. They tend to come out in other places, but there's just a few small details that I don't integrate into the Stella persona. Yes, I just referred to myself as third person, but technically Stella is not my name, so, you know, that's okay. I think the few things that are not like me, I'm not as confident in day to day as what I portray. I have a lot of like worries and things that, I don't know, I tend to push them aside when I record, so, but besides that, you know, the multi-orgasmic shit, the constant arousal, the massive flirt, yeah, that's all me, so, yeah, it's very, very close, except for having done any of the stuff that I actually record. That's probably the biggest thing that isn't me yet, although all of it is things that I want to try, and will eventually try. So, yeah. Okay. Moving on before I end up rambling, because it's early and I'm a bit scatterbrained, so. 2. What's the story behind your username? Okay, well, Stella is actually an old family name. It was my great-grandmother's name. I was supposed to be named Stella, but my mom vetoed it, kind of decided that she didn't want a daughter named Stella, which, you know, it's a fantastic name. I love it. But at the time that I was born, I probably would have got a lot of people doing that. Stella! And that, I think that's why she said no, so... but yeah, so that was the obvious thing, and then I don't know, Sinful just fit perfect with it. It really did. I mean, it just, and it very much encompasses what I wanted to put out. So yeah, I think I think it worked well. I think it's an okay username. And at this point, because I've had the username for a year now, the funny part is that I respond to people who call me Stella. So I actually respond to both my real name and Stella, and it's just, it's hysterical. Yeah, so, okay. How many languages do you speak? What are they? Say something sexy for us. I speak English. That's really it. I actually have a goal that I want to learn how to say I love you in every language, which is gonna be hard. I can do badly, I can badly say je t'aime, which obviously is French, bad French, sorry, oh god, I'm so sorry to anybody who speaks French, I butchered that. I can kind of, God, I'm gonna butcher this. Ich liebe dich, which I just butchered saying I love you in German. Obviously, I'm bad at all of it. I speak better English. So, but since I speak English, let's see, something sexy. I want to taste you. Please let me taste you. There you go. I don't really know if that considers sexy, but hey. Who is your celebrity lookalike? I don't think I have one, actually. I don't think I look like any celebrities. Rosie O'Donnell. No. No, I'm joking. God, celebrity lookalike. Yeah, I don't think I look like anybody, any celebrity, to be honest. I know the celebrities I would like to look like. You know, fuck, a lot of them. But no, I don't really have the look that Hollywood goes for, I think. I really don't think I do. Huh. I'll have to give that some thought. Maybe I'm wrong. Okay. Who knows your secrets? Can you share any of them with us? My parents probably know everything about me. My parents know that I do this, that I record. They don't know the site, obviously. That's probably the only thing. They've obviously never heard anything that I've posted, except for some songs to recordings. But they know that I do it. They're actually very proud of me. For doing it, because I love to do it. Obviously, they can tell that I enjoy it, so, you know, there's a, yeah. Can I share any of them with you? I'm pretty much an open book. I don't really think there's much that I haven't shared. Or at least not anything that I would actually want to share in something that's sexual. So, I don't really think there's anything that's like not out there. I don't really have secrets. So yeah, sorry. If I had like a juicy secret, I could tell you guys. I could make something up, but I don't really lie. So, Yeah. I don't know. Okay, move on before I like, because I got distracted by traffic sounds and shit, so I'm so easily distracted early in the morning. Not morning, it's actually afternoon here, but it's morning for me. What bad habits do you have? Probably too many to list. Bad habits. Actually, I don't really know, I don't know what would be considered a bad habit. I tend to get obsessive about things, and I'll get lost in my head and obsess about weird stuff. Well, not weird stuff, but I was obsessed about things that I'm stressed out about. It'll just kind of like go in. I'll just go into my head and end up like, this is so weird. And God, I don't even know why I'm gonna say this. I will scratch myself. I don't know if anybody ever does that. Like, I'll leave scratches in my skin from just scratching the same place over and over again. And it's an obsessive thing that I do when I'm lost in something I'm thinking about. It's a really bad habit that I grind my teeth. I have really bad TMJ, and I grind my teeth when I'm stressed, which is all the time. I guess that's really it. I don't smoke, I don't drink, I don't do any of that. I'm trying to think of something else that I probably do. I'm a slob, I guess. Not really a slob. I don't really consider myself a slob. I'm domestically challenged. That's a bad habit. One that I need to change. I've got clothes and books and, like, DVDs and just crap everywhere. My apartment tends to look like a bomb went off. That can be considered a bad habit. So, one that I really should change. I guess that's really it. Yeah. I probably come too much. That might be a bad habit. I tend to get caught up and have way too many orgasms and end up like I was yesterday, where my lady bits were a bit hurting a bit. So that didn't really stop me, though. I did end up having an orgasm, god damn it, or two maybe. Anyway, okay. Number 7. Tell us the story of losing your virginity. Well, considering that I haven't lost it, I will alter that question a bit and tell you all what I kind of hope happens. Now, I completely believe that your first time having sex with somebody is going to be awkward. It's going to be weird. You're going to be like, okay, that was interesting. Can we do it again? I kind of think it's going to be like the end of the 40-year-old virgin, where it's done and it's like, okay, that was, okay. Can we, let's try that again. So I'm pretty sure like the first time is going to be just awkward. And depending on my mood, I'll go back and forth from, I want it to be rough, hardcore BDSM shit, to loving and with someone that I really truly care about, in my bed, taking time and just enjoying each other. That's probably the one that I lean closer to, just because I know me. I know I'm gonna be this nervous wreck. I'm gonna shake. I'm gonna worry. I'm just gonna be like deer in headlights the first time, probably the first few times. And you know, it depends on who I lose it to. If I lose it to somebody who's also a virgin, then it's gonna be awkward. But it's all about exploration and finding out what gets each other off, and you know. So there's probably the biggest part of me just wants it to be loving. Lots of making out, lots of touching, lots of just finding out what makes each other tick. And then lots and lots of cuddling. I think that's the mood I'm in today. Like, I would want that. Yeah. Okay. Skipped one. Sorry. How frequently do you have sex with someone else, with yourself? Well, I have sex with myself many times a day. The reason that I was attempting to take a break for like a day or two was because previous to that, I was having probably like 8, 9, 10 orgasms a day for the whole week leading up to it. excuse me, and, it was a bit to do, so, yeah, I, I have sex with myself a lot. Okay. What is your biggest regret? I don't have any, actually. I don't believe in regrets. I tend to think that whatever happens, happens for a reason, and 5 years from now you're going to look back on it and realize why it happened and why it was a good thing. So, I don't have any. Yeah. What would you choose as your death row meal? Well, okay, food-wise, pizza. I love pizza. But add in a man and a woman, and I'm good. I'm really good. So, yeah. But pizza. I gotta go pizza. It's full on for me. What is your favorite scent? Okay, my favorite scent, oh god, there's so many. I like the smell of rain. I really do. There's something wonderful about, like, when rain is, when a storm is moving in, you can smell it on the air before it hits. You can actually smell rain before you even see clouds. You can tell it's moving in. So I love that smell, and I love when it just full on pours down rain. It's this clean type feel. It's wonderful. So I love that. I love the smell of a man. And if you know the smell, then you know what I'm talking about. But there's this scent that a man has, one that you're attracted to. It's probably a pheromone smell. So I don't really know if it would be considered a scent, but it's sort of a musky, manly smell. I love that. And the reason I laughed is because I actually listened to one of these the other day, by, Spectral Skies, and, he mentioned gasoline. I actually love the smell of gasoline. I used to go with, when my family had a car and I used to go to the gas station with them, I would sit in the car and just revel in the smell of the gas. And that was why I laughed, because, yeah, that is one. Yeah. And lavender. I love the smell of lavender. I have lavender soap. I have a little dish of lavender that sits next to my bed. I can reach over and it's just little lavender flowers, and you squeeze them and they give off just the most relaxing scent. So yeah, that. Okay. Where was I? What do you wear to bed on a regular night, on sexy time nights? Probably the same thing. I usually sleep, if I'm not completely naked, then I sleep with just panties on. Some nights, like last night, I still had my gray tank top, which I'm still wearing now. So, you know, but that's really it. If it's the middle of winter and it's freezing, and I like my apartment to be cool, maybe I'll wear like some night pants. Usually I do that if I'm sick. But yeah, it's typically just underwear. That's it. It's what I'm most comfortable in. Yeah. Do you read in bed? Who is your favorite author? I do read in bed. Usually I have my Kindle next to the bed. I shouldn't, because I am an insomniac and I should not have anything that will keep me awake. But I do. My favorite author is Stephen King. I've been a Stephen King fan since I was a teenager. Since I learned to read, I've been a Stephen King fan. So I have Stephen King books. Just looking down, I have two sitting next to my bed right now. Yes, so definitely him. usually what I read in bed is either Stephen King or Linda Howard. I think I have one of hers sitting next to the bed as well, called Dream Man. Yeah, which is a good book. She kind of writes sexy romance, but more mystery. They like further on the side of mystery. So, yeah. Okay. Tell us about your most recent sexual encounter. Well, I haven't had an actual sexual encounter with anybody in real, you know, reality. But I do have, I have some Skype ones. Probably my most recent one was last night. Someone I talked to who turns me on. I was not going to come yesterday because I was letting myself recover. But I got to talking to this person who never fails to turn me on, and I ended up coming. So, fuck him. You know who you are. What one word best describes you inside the bedroom, outside the bedroom? Inside the bedroom, insatiable. You get me going, and I won't stop until you tell me to, or command me to. And probably in real life with somebody, they're going to have to stop me physically. So, yeah, insatiable. Outside the bedroom, terrified. Probably. Yeah. Anxious. Well, see, anxious is constant. That would be all the time. In bedroom, out of bedroom. So, yeah, terrified. I am afraid of a lot. So, I'm a very jumpy person, and because of my anxiety disorder, I tend to be, terrified of a lot. So, yeah, that would be it. Do you have any tattoos or piercings? Yes, I have 20 tattoos, and I used to have 5 piercings. I don't have any anymore. I want to get one of my nipples pierced again, hopefully sometime soon. But yeah, everybody should know by now, I have lots of tattoos and want many more. Have you ever come without touching your penis / pussy? Well, I don't have a penis. no. Yeah, I have. Quite often, actually, at this point. I've had hands-free orgasms in public. I had a hands-free orgasm the other night listening to a lovely female voice on GWA, who hit my ASMR arousal very well. So yeah, I do that quite a bit. Yeah. I've had quite a few non-pussy orgasms. It's a thing with me. What is your record for coming in 24 hours? Did you challenge yourself to it, or did it just happen? Are you multi-orgasmic? I challenged myself at one point to try and get to 100. I didn't make it. I think I copped out at like 69. Great number to cop out on. That was when I basically laid down and slept and just passed into the next day. I was exhausted. But I've come pretty close since then in like one session. I've made it about 50 to 55 in a session. Again, challenging. Obviously, I am multi-orgasmic. I kind of go from one to another to another to another. And I don't like to stop. So, yeah. What is on your sexual bucket list? Everything. It would probably be easier to say what's not on my sexual bucket list at this point. And that's very little stuff that I can't even really think of right now. I think, well, you know what, I actually posted a sexual bucket list, that was like the top 10, and I'll just quickly recap, two of those. God, there's so many. Sex in public, blowjob in public, like in a movie theater. I would love to do that. I would love to just give a blowjob. I really want to do that. Have sex with a woman. But my number one is the sleep with somebody that I truly care about, just be completely intimate with somebody that I connect with and love. That's the biggest thing. So hopefully I'll get that. It would be nice. So yeah. Yeah. I really want that intimacy. Okay, and now we are at question 20. Let me close up my iPad. Set that aside. And I'm gonna just lay down here. Oh, on my bed. And I'm going to... My Hitachi is not plugged in. Let me do that. Bear with me for a moment, people. come on now. There we go. Alright. Okay, I'll set that there. So... No need to break some ear drums today. So, describe what an orgasm feels like. Well, my body tends to get little. Waves of pleasure. Just from rubbing my clit. Oh, it feels good. It's hard to stay still because my hips start to move in circles. I can feel myself clench. Oh, like my pussy wants something to clench around, to squeeze. So you can hear my body likes to start to shake. I'm gonna turn that Hitachi on, but I have it under the sheet, so hopefully it won't drown me out. I'm gonna turn it on. Oh God. Oh. Oh, just keep it on low for now. My body starts to tighten all the muscles. Oh, when I breathe in, I get shaky. Oh, and I can feel it building inside of me. Little pulses. Waves of pleasure just ripple out. God. Oh fuck. As I get closer and closer and closer to coming. I'm gonna turn the Hitachi up. Oh god. This is where I'm gonna become very inaudible, I'm sure. Oh god. Oh. No.
Oh, yeah, fuck me. Oh, things start to spasm. Oh, God, it feels so good. Oh, pleasure just raises and raises. Oh, I can feel things getting tighter. Oh, God. Oh, fuck me. Oh, fuck me, yes. Yeah. Oh, God, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, it feels good. Oh, yeah. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. God. She's too hot. No. Oh, yeah. Oh, right there. Oh, that feels good. 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 Oh, yeah. Oh, God, yeah. Oh, God, yeah. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, my God. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. Oh, my. 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 Oh, fu shakes. His muscles start to relax. And as he gets hype, blacked out. Oh, fucking. Oh, yeah. Oh, holy shit. Oh. Okay, so. Okay. So that's my attempt to explain orgasm. I apologize for the length of this audio. But, oh, hopefully somebody enjoys it. Oh, I did. Okay. Hi, everybody.